This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth week of deep summer. The fourth week, the last week of the finches in the thistledown moon, and the first week of the sun in Leo. The philosopher and the psychologist Carl Jung used the word synchronicity to describe what he called temporally coincident occurrences that may be related by their meaning. In the context of nature, the days themselves are formed and defined from what we might call temporarily coincident occurrences, that is, events happening at the same time. Events that reveal to the very blossom and tadpole the meaning of space and time. Things happen together. That is what makes the world make sense. Things like the blooming of purple ironweed and the ripening of the first blackberries, and the beginning of the passage of monarch butterflies, the start of late summer's night cricket song, the flocking of starlings and hummingbirds, the rasping calls of the katydids at night, the elderberries darkening for wine, the gilding of ragweed pollen and the falling of the first black walnut leaves. Honeysuckle berries and wild cherries ripen and hickory nuts and black walnuts drop to the undergrowth. The season's second last wave of wildflowers, the cho pie weed, the monkey flower, the tall coneflower, the white snake root and the jump seed and virgin's bower, false bone set in Japanese knotweed bloom in the open fields and along the fence rows. Golden and purple coneflowers and red, pink, and violet phlox still rule the gardens. Orange and gold-flowered trumpet vines still curl through the trellises. Ephemeral resurrection lilies briefly replace the day lilies and the Asiatic lilies and the Oriental lilies. Mums and stone crops start to color the dooryards. This is the way meaning works. Things happen together. That is what makes the world make sense. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the sixth week of deep summer. In the meantime, look and see that the world does make sense. It really does, after all.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.